all is well with my soul. Can anybody say that beside me? Hallelujah. I am so on fire for God and for you and for this church that I can't contain it. I can't contain it all week because God has something for you, more than you can imagine if you just hang on. For the younger folks, the kids going to school, God has a plan for you. He has a way for you. You let God in. Don't worry about what the teachers don't let in. Don't worry about what the world doesn't let in. But you let God in. You let him in. Let him into your heart. Don't wait until you're our age. But all these people here hadn't been to church in years. Now they come back to church and are saying, I wish I knew 30 years ago. Guess what? You have the opportunity to know that life can be different. Amen? Because God is good. Amen? All the time. Right, Elder Pat? Hallelujah. Let's stand up and pray together. Y'all pray this prayer all the time. You're praying to our Father. Where does he live? Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. I'm going to read, and then you're going to read. We're going to read God's word. Say, I don't know how to read the Bible. Well, here's how you read the Bible. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. Hallelujah. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Shall be multiplied, would hasten after another God. Hallelujah. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. Hallelujah. Psalm 16, David wrote that. And you need to understand that David wrote that because he knew God. He knew God in the way that I want us to know God. He knew God and trusted in God and believed God. Amen. So when he wrote all that, that was from his heart. He believed every word of it. We might not believe every word of it. We might not be excited about it, but God's word is true. Amen. You know, they don't learn anything about God in places, and they say, we don't teach you about God. And I say, well, you just believe God, but because perhaps they might be wrong. Amen. And so if you just believe God and you learn about God, whether they teach you or not, you have gained something. You have gained a strength. You have gained a peace. Amen. Regardless of what the unbelievers tell us. Amen. Because at the end, you have you and you have God. Amen. And I want to be on his side. I don't know about you. Can I get an amen? I got to get so much here to share. You know how that goes. But sometimes I think people, Sergio, want God to fight back. Anybody ever want God to just stand up and say something once in a while that shakes the earth? Say, come on, God, I want to hear you. Well, he already did that. You see, it's in his word. You see, people who study science and they study the stars and the galaxies, they've come up with phrases like subatomic particles. Neutron is dark energy. I don't know what that is, but they know. Anti-gravity force. That's what they talk about. A better cosmic yardstick. I got all this from one that they talk about. They discovered new galaxies. Amen. And they're saying anti-gravity force. That's and a better cosmic yardstick. Something like Cepheid variables. I don't even. 19 galaxies beyond our galaxy. Amen. They discovered that. And they said, well, they're thinking now. Now they're thinking that the stars in the galaxy are about 4.3 billion years old. 4.3 billion. But they said in the same article, they said, though, say that with me, though calculating is slightly wrong. Listen, they might be right. I don't know if they're right, but I don't know. Now this is great. This is where I want to go with the testimony. Because sometimes you want God to stand up and just say something to make you feel good. So here's what God said to Job. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, listen to what God said. He could say this today, and I would love an answer. God is saying, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Amen. He said, tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? You know how far the sun and the moon, you ever think about if the sun was 2 million miles closer, we'd be all vaporizing. You know, if the moon was 1,000 miles further away or whatever, we wouldn't have the gravity. He's saying, who determined its measurements? And God says, surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? And who laid its cornerstone when the morning star sang together? And all the sons of God shouted for joy. And God says he would ask, who shuts the sea of the shuts in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band. And God said, when I fixed my limits for the sea and set bars and doors, when I said, this far you may come but no further, and here your proud waves must stop. Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place? Of course they haven't. And he said, have you entered the seas and the springs of the seas? God said, have you walked in the search of the depths? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me if you know this. God is saying, where is the way of the dwelling of light and darkness? Where is its place? That you may take it to its territory, that you may know the path of its home. Do you know it? And I love this. I'll finish right what it said. Do you know it because you were born then, or because the number of your days is great? That's your God standing up for you, amen? Standing up against these folks who want to say that this just happened. Now, they can say this just happened, but God is asking questions about where were you when it happened? How did I create this? How did the foundations of the earth, everything that is set in perfection, amen? You look, and the farther they look, the more they realize this is all there is, amen? They haven't found anything yet. They haven't found anything from millions and millions and billions of miles away, although they give it wonderful names. What was that one name? I love that. An anti-gravity force. What's that?
I don't know.
They know what it is, whatever it is. And they know, but they really don't know, but they gave it a name, amen? And they said 4.3 billion years ago, give or take 5 or 6 maybe million years or a few hundred million years or a couple of billion years. You see, science is a science of man, and man want to know things. We want to discover. We want to see. But we need to understand that we did not create what we're trying to understand. We didn't create the seas and where it rains in places that no person lives, but animals live there, and God made it rain there, amen? And where he keeps the snow hidden until the time that we need it, amen? We can't make it rain. We can't make it stop raining. We can't make it snow. We can't make it stop snow, amen? We can only work with what God did, what he gave us first, amen? And we could try to just figure out, my wife, where she went, and my God, weather. Anybody here weather bugs? She's got all these apps on your phones now. She's got 2 different weather apps to look for the week ahead. She said next Friday it's going to be 70, and I'm thinking, that's good. It's gonna, it could be 89 raining. But we have this desire to know. But only God knows, amen? And in this is in Job 38, when you read this, and it goes on. It goes on to ask questions, Chuck, of man. Say, where were you? How do you know? Or was it just that you were born, and because of your age, you have the pride to try to tell people? Because discovering things are wonderful. But if you don't go to the Creator, you will never truly understand, because the Bible speaks of the galaxies, stars upon stars. It speaks about creation in a way that makes sense, how it was created. Amen? And it's this is where if you want God to stand for you or say something to defend you, all you need to go is right there and you'll feel better. Amen? Because you'll feel better about God. And then you'll feel better about your faith and your walk, Sergio. Because you're talking to God. You're not talking to your friends. You're not talking to unbelievers. That's the testimony. See, it's right here in this beautiful beautiful book that we read. God's testimony. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Lord, we see it. We thank you for this book. We thank you for these words. These were God's words. God's words to Job. Just challenging man to understand what he gave to us. The blessings that he poured upon this world for us. We live here for a little while. We are here for just a short time, but with him we have eternity. Right here is our chance. Right here is our gift to be with him, to tell others about him, to change our lives, to come, just heal our bodies, heal our minds, give us strength and hope that we would lose if we were just in ourselves. People end their lives because they feel like life is lost. People end their lives because they feel like there's nothing left. Nothing left when there's so much more. So much hope. So much joy. They let the world steal that joy. They let the outside steal their inner strength. The world that doesn't know him is lost. It's in darkness. You see it with your own eyes. You see evil on the earth and realize that is darkness that I don't want any part of. So I'm going to run as far away from that darkness as I can. And where I run is under the wings of God. I run under those wings and I ask him to protect me and to keep me safe and my children, and just lift me up with his wings. That's God. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? No man can answer. He says, tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? My God, children, he created perfection for us. We need to see that. We need to have that joy and that peace and that excitement of knowing that that God who created this world loves you so much that he wants you to have more than you could. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. What does that mean? He wants you to have more than you could even ask for. He simply says, follow me. Follow me. Come to me. See that you have all you need, and I will bless you. You don't need to struggle. You don't need to fight. You don't need to worry. Just need to search for him. And he'll give you the desires of your heart. That's your God. That's why we come to church. That's why people come here today. And I want you to know you made a sacrifice today. My friend's got this beautiful boat. He has not been on the boat all year. He's been painting it and getting it ready and painting it and getting it ready and getting it done. And the boat's finally in the water today. And you know where he is? In church with us today. So I ask God. I ask God to bless him beyond even his belief. I ask God to show him something that he would never believe, that he could say, there's no way I'm ever going to doubt God again. See, that's the God I believe in. You came here today to receive something. Don't leave without it. Take God and more. You think, well, I know God. I know the Bible. Forget everything you know to this day and start taking new. Open up and let God have more. That's his testimony to you today. He created and blessed all of us. In Jesus' name, our prayer. How many got problems in the world? Anybody got problems? Amen? Well, you know, give them to God. You say, that sounds easy. Well, the more you know him, the easier it gets. It's, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice. But what? To the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. What does that mean? When his glory is revealed, when his prayer is answered, George Martin, when his prayer is answered, when your prayer is answered, all of a sudden you realize that God was with you. When your prayer is answered, that joy is released. Amen. His glory is revealed because he answered your prayer. Amen. Not somebody else's that you're happy for, but your prayer. But the trial, the test, the walking through the fire, amen? He says, rejoice. He says, how can you rejoice? Because that draws you closer to who? God. Are you with me? Hallelujah. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. that the genuineness of your faith have being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you this again, Karen, when you, the revelation of God to you, when it happens to you, you won't be able to stop telling others about it. Amen. That's how it works. Amen. When you get, God answers your prayer and that revelation comes on you and you say, oh my God. All of a sudden, you're not the same person anymore. You're like me. You're a crazy guy for God. Hallelujah. The things you treasure most in life are what? The things you've earned. Amen. The things you've earned yourself. The time being more than the cost. Amen. Money not as important as the hours. Waiting for an answer to a prayer, never about the size of the prayer or the size of the blessing, but the answer that comes. The realization, the what? Hallelujah, that God does hear and that he does answer. That victory becomes more important than the answer itself. Amen? Listen, your greatest possessions are those that you earned yourself. Not the sentimental ones. I'm not talking about something your mama left. But I'm thinking the things that you have, that you worked hard for, that you toiled for, that you prayed about, that you got. Those are your greatest possessions. We are his children. Amen? He does give to us. Yet as a father, he understands, listen, respect, honor, appreciation, being totally thankful comes from understanding what it took to earn each one. Amen? Let me talk to my fellow sportsmen. When you go hunting, the greatest hunts were never about the biggest animal. David, amen? Never about the size. But the greatest hunt was from the time and the hours for maybe one hunt, one animal. The cold, the rain, the work it took. The greatest trophies are the memories of those battles, hardest fought, amen? And it's just what he's saying in the Bible. When you're praying and you're fighting those battles and God answers you, that great victory is greater because you waited. You stood, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes the darkest night is when the answer is the closest. Listen, right, Martin? When it's the closest. Why? Because you've prayed and you've waited and you prayed and things did not change. You're tired. You're worried. Faith about to just be gone. Then you realize that only God, say that with me, only God can change things. Only God. Only God. The battle is now in God's hands. Amen? The darkest night. Then God answers. Your prayer is answered. Your prayer. Whose prayer? Faith. Unbelievable faith comes over you. Where you believe God for every single miracle in life. Amen? Everything. So you finally say, I get it. I believe. I stood on faith and I stood with God. This answer was earned. Amen. You hear about faith without works. Sometimes your faith and your works work together, Sergio. That you work hard at. You're believing in your faith. And that faith, and when God answers your faith, all of a sudden you realize God is truly with me. Amen. He blesses us every day. How many know that? So much that we lose sight of the miracles. Listen to me, please. He blesses us every day that we lose sight of the miracles all around us. We have so much that we forget to cherish each day. Each smile, each person that we have that we say we love, that's a gift from God, amen? But he gives us so freely. You woke up today thinking, oh, I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to drive. And you don't think anything about it. And each step was a blessing, amen? That you made it here where others couldn't make it here, amen? That you have hope. That's more than other people have. That you have dreams. That's more than people in other countries ever have. Why do you think they want to come here? Because there's a hope here. There's a dream here. But the dream is fading because we're putting God in the back, amen? But we're not doing that here, amen? We're bringing God to the front and we're going to walk behind him. Hallelujah. We have so much, but like a child, anybody got a child? When you give them so much, you go, when you buy them that, and you buy them that, and you buy them, all of a sudden, the things that you buy that child mean nothing to the child. Amen? It means nothing. Oh, they love you for doing it, but you go into the next store and guess what? What are you going to get me here? Because the expectation is wonderful. I know you love your children. You know who's guilty of doing that? Right there. We're working on it. But those things to her are just possessions. See, she hasn't earned anything. And I know that when the day comes when she starts to earn things and actually realizes where it came from, that those possessions are going to be cherished. Amen? And that's what God, see, He's our Father in heaven. See, He knows, but He can't give you everything all at once because we don't cherish some of the things we have right now. Amen? We don't cherish the fact that I can look at Sergio and smile and he smiles back and it makes my heart happy. Amen? Last night we played a beautiful dance and we raised a lot of money for a foundation, the Odd Fellows, and our friends were there dancing. It was a joy to do that. Amen? We had the opportunity. It was a joy. Amen? Blessings for everybody. Hallelujah. Whew. Nothing really is important or cherished if you didn't earn it. It's like one of the saddest places to be is a rich man's son. I read this story called The Acres of Diamonds. It said the hardest person is the rich man's son when the mother just gives him this and gives him that. And the father gives him this. And then he meets a girl. And they get married and they walk in the house and he says, my father gave me that picture. My father gave me that car. My mother gave me this table and chairs. And the girl's going to think, boy, I married the wrong person. I should have married his family. Because, see, hallelujah. You must always be honest with God. And I have to tell you, I don't know why I wrote that sentence the other day. But it means something in your spirit. You must be honest. Whatever you're asking God for, be sure you're honestly asking Him here. He knows. But I'm telling you, the only way for you to understand is to be honest with God. We must see that His answers always bless everyone. Who they bless? Everyone. Including yourself. There's nothing wrong with being blessed. Amen? So be blessed. Come on, give them praise. Sure, let me hear you. Come on. Now listen. God says, listen, this is Him talking to you. I know what you're praying for. You have asked me to help you. Amen? To lift you. He said, you asked me to bring you to victory. Then God is saying, then you must trust me and believe that I, your Father in heaven, will bring you to victory. And listen, God will tell you this, Gary. You may not know the way. You may not know. For I must do things you know nothing about. And God would tell you that it's not even your place to know what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. And He would say this to you. You would almost fight me each step of the way if you knew what you do not know. And how many would say amen to that? That if you knew God, if you were talking to Him, He would do something that you didn't understand. How many would say, oh, don't do that. Oh, I don't want you to do that. Or why are you doing that? See, so God said, it's none of your business why and how I'm doing, but I know your prayer. Amen? Said, you would almost fight me. It would almost seem that I am not going to answer. Anybody ever felt that way about something? You had a carrot out in front of you and you kept racing for it. All of a sudden the carrot changed like He's not going to answer the desires of your heart. But God says, I'm going to lift you higher and do more than you could ask of me now at this time. And God says this, as you wait. Listen to what this Spirit, the Holy Spirit is telling you this. This is knowing God. As you wait, as you walk with me, you will see slowly my hand at work for you and inside your heart. As you wait, say that with me. As you wait, as you walk with me, God said you will see how I have protected you. Amen? How I have protected you. Protected you, Elaine. How I have protected you and moved you away from things that would steal your heart's desires. Amen? God knows what you prayed for and He knows how to answer you. And at times, He's going to actually move you away from things that you thought you wanted because they would steal what? Your heart's desire. Thank you, Lord. Until it is just me and you together on the same journey. Life-changing, amen? Blessings and power, strength and victory. How many want that? I do. Now remember, this is what God says. Remember, I know what you don't. And God will tell you this too. I will do all I will while we are working together. I will do as I will. Each piece and each heart, all we touch, all you and God touch together must carefully, let me say that again, all the people and all the hearts that you and God touch together must carefully be taken care of. Even if they don't know me, I know them and I love them. God will tell you, I will bless those who come against you. And you might look up and he said, because it is my will. Because they matter to me. And it may someday lead them to me. And then he would say this to you. But then again, you put your name in there. Say your name to your, just say, but then again, the more you know me and the closer you draw to me, the more you would want nothing more than those, than to have your enemies come to know me. Amen. You would want nothing more than those people in all your life and those things that have come against you. You would want nothing more for them to know God. Your boss to know God. The people that you talk to know God. Because you would want that, because if they began to know God, you guys would be united in ways that the world doesn't understand. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, today on this day, Lord, help us to know. Help us to see. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Hallelujah. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So, church, I would just tell you this. To fail is not an option. Let us not be afraid to succeed at home, at church. I believe this is our time. Give him praise, church. For the remission of your sins, as he poured the wine into a cup, he told the disciples, I shed my blood for you for the remission of your sins. Means his blood covers your sins. Do we fall short? Absolutely. Absolutely. But we have the cover. And we can go and ask for forgiveness because of what Jesus did for us. Thank you, deacons. Thank you, Lord. You look around this area in the valley and you see one church doing well and a lot of churches failing. I tell you that there's a lot of gold here. There's a lot of gold to be discovered here in the valley, because it's ready. It's ready. There's people lost. So many. You see it. If the churches are empty, it means the people are lost. They've given up hope. They've lost their way. They didn't hear the word. They weren't taught the word. We have that chance here in this valley that may look so depressed to some people. It's just a mountain of gold waiting to just be reached in for. We need to feed them God's word. We need to see what they need, that one thing that they need, the peace, the joy, the comfort, the unity. God will bring them here. He will bring the lost here. It is ready. The harvest is ready. We as a church need to do all we can do to let them know we're here. To let them know there is hope and there's promise and there's joy here. If we were in a place with five churches and they all had 10,000 people in them, I would tell you that that's not where we would build a home for God. But God brought us here. He brought you here. You cannot fail with God. Failing is not an option. This church will not fail. We just can't be afraid to succeed. And you can't be afraid to succeed at work or at home or at school. Even if the professors don't tell you about God, you know He's there with you to help you, to lead you, to give you favor with teachers, to give you favor with places that you needed that favor. Thank you, Lord. Open doors that men can't open. And God, our loving God, closes doors that He does not want you to walk through. As He said, He takes you away from the things that would steal your heart's desires. Thank you, Lord. I would challenge you to be a leader today, not a follower. Be a leader with God behind you, in front of you, and all around you. There's no failing. This area is hungry. You can see it with your eyes. It's hungry for God. Where you work, they're hungry for the good word. Believe that. And you have the strength with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you did for us on that cross, that you shed your blood for the remission of our sins, what you did for us for eternity in Jesus' name.